What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Griffin for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This is your very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for listening to another episode of this podcast, where that's football all the way to women's rowing. Appreciate you for listening to this daily, this daily podcast, recording it to you on this Friday, Easter weekend. If I can, Easter weekend here. Oh man, my mind is racing. Okay. April 3rd, I'm recording this women's soccer episode on April 3rd, 2026 here. And this was big news that actually one of my friends that I've been talking to I'll leave it there. Sent me a link. And this, I'll be honest with you, kind of threw me over a little bit. I'm talking about the head coach of the women's soccer team, Colleen Corbin, suspended now. Currently suspended for using bad language, using a bad word. We're not going to say it. I know the word. We're not going to say that. Nope. I'm not going to say that. I know. I'm around it plenty. Oh yeah, trust me. I'll be the first to say I'm around it plenty of times at work. Yep, I've heard it saying. When I was on track football, this was a popular phrase. Obviously. So I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna say it. Definitely not gonna say it. but I'm pretty sure 95% of y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Woo! And I was stunned when reading the article. Like, then I was looking, trying to look at other kids. Did anybody else say something? Not at that moment. So I know Fitz talked about it in one of his daily deliveries this week about that. I'm not gonna go a ballistic. it just reminds me of, you know, Kyle Larson. Now, obviously, I've cooled way down since that point in time there. It takes me back to that episode when I was back in Manhattan several years ago. I went off on Kyle Larson when he I think this was during COVID, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not 100% sure. Maybe it was a year after that, but I know immediately when Colin Corbin was unfortunately using that type of language. Let's just for those of you kind of been out of the loop and busy, what's going on this week? Colin Corbin gave the keys to her players the selection of game day music. So that's how all that transpired, and then she said it, and then apparently, from what I've heard, the last couple of days, one of the coaches quit. Now, I don't know which coach we're talking about. Even I don't know which coach we're talking about here, but yeah, I mean, yeah, so you don't hear that. I mean, players have headphones, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. I'm gonna put it out there. I'm pretty sure that majority of the football players hear that language. I'm trying to spit aware. I'm trying not to say that word. Well, I've been around that language a lot throughout most of my life. Yes, I've heard it, and I've heard other people that are not African American try to use that word, and I don't know. I'm little stunned and confused there, but that's not unlike Coach Corbin. And for one, yeah, that's, you're representing university, and number two, there, I don't know what's going on in house. Now, you're just coming off of a season where you came on board, right, and your team, and we talked about it in the fall, right, broke all kind of records, right, because I said it back then, you were trying to stack bricks get this team to able to learn how to win, right? And hey, this team missed out on the Big 12 tournament. If you turn some of those ties to wins, I'm not gonna go down that rabbit hole. If you turn some of those ties into wins, you're right. You're there in the Big 12 tournament, but they missed out on that there. But they broke a lot of records. I did an episode about it back in the fall. But you're gonna have to go way back in the time machine to find that episode, because obviously this is a daily podcast, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things KC Sports. Eddie Greer here for this women's soccer edition here. Big news out of K-State this week. The women's soccer coach, Colleen Corbin, about to head into her second season as head coach of the women's soccer program, suspended by Gene Taylor for using bad language. I don't know. I mean, we'll see. Like my friend was saying, we'll see if anything is any fallout from this. Right? Right? I don't think so. I wouldn't think so. Now, a coach quitting, that draws the ire a little bit. That draws the ire for me a little bit. That raises, that already have enough alarm bells as it is, that puts another alarm bell into the EG3 book. Now, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened between Colin Corbin and his coach that goes on name. Hey, like I said, I don't know. These guys didn't know the name of the coach. Fitz didn't know the name of the coach. I don't know the name of the coach. So there's that. But look, hey, we'll just have to see. Now, this was, she gave the keys basically to the team. Say, hey, you can play whatever music they're in. Apparently, she heard that word, the bad word. And then she ended up using it. From what it looks like to me, from what I've listened to so far. Anyway, this was first reported by the Mercury. Manhattan Mercury first reported it. So, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and go off like I did a few years ago when Kyle Larson, and for those of you who don't know, yes, I'm Kyle Larson, one of the more, your defending champion. If you're a NASCAR fan, you would know. Defending NASCAR champion, two-time NASCAR and defending NASCAR Cup Series champion Kyle Larson. Yeah, I want to say it was COVID year when he used it. Or it was the year after. That immediately brought attention, like, all right, what's the process of the situation here? That's not Colin Corbin-esque behavior. So I told my friend, let's say, look, that's uncharacteristic, and I'm just going to leave it at that. Now, if anything else were to fall out from it, and she also just hired a coach. Now, I did an episode a long time ago about the new hire. And it didn't get posted. I know it didn't get posted on here because we were too worried about getting more present stuff on the podcast there as well. So I just wanted to share thoughts on that. I was a little taken back by a little bit there, because the Mercury and somebody else reported it. I did not see any of the K-State other beat writers who cover the team say anything about it. So I'm like, I know we just had April Fools, but that was no April Fool there. That actually happened there as well. So, I mean, you're coming off of a great season. You're trying to, again, build this program to where it's a consistent winner for the women's soccer team. And they're young, and they're going to be more experienced going into this year. And this is actually, I think this happened. They played a spring ball game last weekend. I think it gets Washburn. If I'm not mistaken there. So, I don't know. I'm probably confused. Well, I'm a little confused, probably just as you are there as well. So, as all these alarm bells that I'm trying to be aware of, add this to the collection there as well. You're coming off of a great first year. We'll see what happens. But, yeah, Colin Corbin suspended by Gene Taylor early in the week there for using bad language. So that was huge news coming out of women's soccer there as well. So they're getting their spring activity going for the second straight year under Colin Corbin. They're gonna not have her for a little bit. So she's sitting in timeout right now. So do I have any explanation, any more to add to that? No, I do not. There as well, I have other things to worry about. But yeah, this was a little, caught me off guard a little bit there as well. But yes, so again, for those of you who don't know, if you want more information, I'm pretty sure you can find Manhattan Mercury first reported it. Fitz talked about it in his daily deliveries, and I think Google said something to me as well, since I've been looking at, obviously, K-State stuff. Google said something to me about it, so I figured, you know what, I better get after this a little bit. So that's that for women's soccer here, and we'll just see what happens, because obviously, now that we know a little bit, well, maybe just a teeny bit more, a coach quit. So, I don't know who, but yeah, so we'll have to see what happens. And we're in the beginning of April and all that. And before we all know it, this team's going to get ready to contend and to win some more games. You want to get to the fact, you want to get to that opportunity where you're contending. And this team was right there pretty much all game long, contending with the best teams in the Big 12. And of course, their non-conference as well. But yeah, Colleen Corbin. Now entering her second season as K-State women's soccer head coach for 2 weeks. Well, it's already started anyway, but right now for 2 weeks or week and a half more in timeout. Pro Boxer Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where a podcast about Fan Bubble Daily or a chance to record Kansas State content. This everyday podcast. The Wildcat bus don't stop on Fridays. After Friday night, it does not. We continue to move here as we enter Easter weekend, holiday weekend there as well. Football all the way, women's rolling, track and field. Currently wrapping up the Sanford Invitational as I'm recording this women's soccer podcast. So there's going to be a lot of recording this week for sure. I'm going to have to keep myself, there is no work for me this weekend. So there's going to be a lot of podcasts, and I finally got another alarm to cut off. At least I hope so anyways. At least for the next 2 weeks there as well. So try and get things done. And yeah, tomorrow morning we should be able to pick back up outside of podcasts, and we should be able to just move on to the next one. Move on to the next stop. But anyways, all right, we're on iTunes, Spotify, wherever this is your favorite podcast, the Pro Boxing Podcast, particularly K-State Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another episode right here. The Pro Project Podcast. Once again, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.